So I normally start off every episode by asking you why they should stick around till the very end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you why.
Excellent.
This will be the most profound conversation that you have ever heard regarding truth, regarding life, regarding spiritual giftings, regarding your energy and how you create from it, regarding masculine and feminine energy, regarding aliens, regarding everything about the truth of life that you have ever wanted to know.
Yep.
How's that?
Excellent.
You ready?
Ready.
And I just realized today, Seema, that we actually did an episode before.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize that. So this is your second time mm-hmm. back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
First time live here and in person.
First time in person.
Seema, tell them a little bit about yourself, your journey. Let's just get started with that.
My journey. I found out about 11 years ago, I had the gift of mediumship, connecting to loved ones that have passed on. That's how this all started, because I really recognized I had a gift. And through that journey, things just started changing for me. I got really sick at one point, but that sick was to make me hit my rock bottom because my whole reality was collapsing. And I didn't realize that's what was happening at the time, but that was it. And through going through that healing journey, that spiritual journey, is where I started to recognize I can't only connect to loved ones that have passed on. I can connect to people's spirit councils. And spirit came forward, and I saw a council sitting when I was channeling for people. And I'm like, oh. And so it took me into that place and channeling people's spirit council. And they would tell me people have a soul outline. And that soul outline is serving them of what they came here to do, what their purposes are, what their lessons are, what their karmas are. And so when I sit with people, they take me over the outline. They show me where they're at. They show me where they're out of alignment for themselves. Because they may be doing something that works for other people, but it's not in alignment to their outline.
Beautiful.
And from there, it has grown to galactic councils, to past life regressions, and Akashic record stuff.
I didn't even know you did Akashic record.
It comes through in the sessions. Okay. Like it's just whatever the council decides that person needs in that session, it will come through. So if something the person is dealing with has to do with something that happened in another lifetime or in another dimension, they will bring that up.
Beautiful.
And so we could tap into there, see what's going on, clear the energy, sometimes cut those energies, separate it from this lifetime, so the person can just really live freely now and understanding what's happening too.
Absolutely. Do you remember when we first met?
Yes.
I remember when we first met. I just don't remember how we first met.
I remember the how.
Who referred or how?
I found you on Instagram because you had done another podcast. Okay. And so I liked your content. That's when you were doing your other...
That's when it was not awakened. That's when it was relentless.
Relentless. Just look at the difference of the words.
Was I still married?
You were going through your divorce.
Beginning the process of my divorce.
Yeah, you were going through a divorce. I found you on Instagram, and I think that's how you saw my page.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were starting on your spiritual journey, and I was one of the first pages that you had seen someone doing this work, and you're just like, I feel called to coming and having a session with you. And I don't think you've ever had a session prior to that. Or I think it was so new.
No, I think I might have had one like card reading.
Yeah.
But I wanna like take me back for a moment just for memory lane. I remember pulling up to your house.
Mm-hmm.
I remember what I was wearing. I can't believe I was in like a suit, the whole thing. It was the old me. What do you remember from that?
I mean, I had an idea of you from what I saw on like social media. And then I remember you walking in. It wasn't just the suit. It was like a custom made suit with like a crisp white shirt. But then those undercoat things, I had like a vest thing underneath it. You had your watch. You had the shoes. And I just remember when you came and sat down, because I would like do the readings at my mom's house at her dining table. That's where this started. And it was hot in the valley, and I'm like, do you want me to crack a door open? You're like, no, I'm good. I'm like, do you want to take your coat off? Because you were sitting in like just like in this energy of like, no, I'm here. And I was like, Okay, well, let's get into this.
I hadn't done ayahuasca yet.
No, it was right before.
Yeah, it was.
It was like a month or two before, because you had told me that day, you're like, I'm going to go on this journey. And I remember I gave you a crystal at the end of it.
Yeah, it was like a small one.
Small little tumble one. And then I just remember one thing. I don't remember really anything about that session. I remember one thing I told you.
I remember what you told me.
You want me to say it?
Go ahead.
I remember I told you, I was like, Danny, you're going to be the Hispanic Tony Robbins, but spiritual.
Yeah.
Because I remember spirit just showing me that so clearly. I'm like, that's what you're going to do. And so as you started with Awaken, remember every time you would do it, I'm like, this is just the beginning. This is the baby version of what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful to see that really unfolding.
It's all funny. It's so funny because I remember that moment and I remember my ego loving that moment, right? And it's, you know, it's been such a journey to get to this space now where it literally is all about helping people to awaken, you know, all of the release and the removal that one has to go through for that. Mm-hmm. It's been pretty profound. Yeah.
The journey will take you there.
Yeah. I remember you were just getting started.
Yeah.
You were not who you are today.
No.
And I don't even think your giftings were what they are right now.
Absolutely not. It has grown so much since then.
Yeah.
That was actually the time that I was first realizing I'm working with a different energy. It's not only loved ones that have passed on. There are certain other energies like councils that are having me see what's going on with the person and giving them those messages. That's where I was. That was really the beginning for me of discovering like there's something else happening in sessions.
Yeah. So let's start with some of the basics.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings are not aware of anything. Human beings, for the most part, until they awaken, are walking around like zombies.
Yeah.
We say this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They are not aware of all that they have access to,
mm-hmm.
all of the wonderful guides that are there supporting them.
Mm-hmm.
They are not aware of how powerful they are and their energy is. They're not aware of their ability to change their lives and create from love. So let's start with the basics. Every human being alive has a spirit council.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a fact? Yes or no?
Yeah.
So whether you want to like deny it, whether you want to believe something else, whether you want to believe that your spirit council and even talking about it is new age,
mm-hmm.
or it's the devil, or if you're going to go to hell as a result of saying the word spirit council, it's there.
It's always been there.
So what is it?
They call it the Holy Spirit in some religions. Mm-hmm. Like, it's always there. That energy is there. I think religion made it bad.
Yeah.
Because religion at one point became designed to control and not empower. But the truth is, everybody has a spirit council. Everybody has these guides that are working specifically with them. And sometimes people are like, well, is it people that I know? Are they loved ones that have passed on? And I'm like, no, they're very high-level angels.
As you said that, I said angels.
Mm-hmm.
Like right before you said the word, that's the word that came out of my mouth.
Yeah, they're very high-level angels, and they work with you specifically for you. Everybody has their own council. It's not one council for everyone. Everybody has their own council, because before you come into this earth, you decide, what am I going here for? What karmas am I clearing? What purposes? What intentions? What lessons? What family? What everything? This council decides it with you. And then they're like, okay, go. And when you go, you literally get washed over and you forget. And so when you come here, as a baby, you remember some of it. But then you come into a world that's dense.
Yeah.
And the people have forgotten. And so you start to forget. That's what turns you into what we call a zombie. You forget that you've even forgotten. But something deep in your intuition, something deep in your knowing, something deep in your vessel is always talking to you. This is why every single person, no matter how much of a zombie they are living as, that inner calling is your spirit council. They're guiding you. They're tugging at you. They're trying to get your attention. We just haven't been taught to listen to that. We've been taught to go with logic. We've been taught to use that. That's why people forget.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so interesting. We're going to get into the conversation of masculine, feminine in a while, but mm-hmm. I like to think of it as we've been taught to live in that masculine, in that mind, mm-hmm. in that decisiveness, in logic.
Yeah, in logic.
Where when I think of the feminine, I think of like allowing, I think of your feelings, I think of your intuition. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether you're a man or a woman, you have both.
Yeah.
You have both. The sad thing is for many of us, you know, I don't even like to say sad. It just is what it is. It's like we here in this 3D world, I think by design, are disconnected from our hearts, from yeah. our feminine, so we could find our way back.
You know, as you're saying, that spirit is like, it goes much deeper than that. Mm. Because while we see it from our human level and our human perspective, there's something much deeper that we get to remember of why this earth was even created, what the intention was. Because everything is created through a thought, through an intention. So there was an intention of why earth would be created and why we send souls there. What is the purpose? What are we creating there? And so there was this big purpose of why earth was created. This is why we saw, like, with the dinosaurs, then that ended, with these things, and then they ended, and then with other times of, like, Atlantis or Lemuria, and then they ended. Because it kept happening, but they're like, it's going wrong, they're messing with it, shut down, start over, shut down, start over. This time around, on Earth and what's happening, they let it continue. They're like, let's observe, let's see what happens. And I think it's so important that we all understand that. Because it's so much more that our souls are just here. Our souls have been on this earth lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And now, in this lifetime right now, it's here for a bigger purpose than just karmas and clearings, like intentions, purpose. It's bigger than that.
I feel that. I know that.
Yeah. It's really to save Earth. So it's so much more than the ABCs that we first learn when we step into the spiritual world. It's so much deeper than that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like those lifetimes were lifetimes ago that you came here just to do that. This is like the major cleanup process of the earth, because it's literally life or death right now. Yeah. The energies are literally destruct, like earth has done so many times, or create a new heaven on earth. And so we're being so guided into that. And this is why so many people are waking up right now, because their soul is like, oh my God, we need to wake up. This yeah. isn't the same go around of other lifetimes. Like, we got to wake up if we want to stay here and really go into the evolution of things.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, so let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get deep into subjects that, you know, the news and dark energy uses mm-hmm. Through fear, global warming. You know, what happened in Hawaii, what's happening on the earth. Come on, Seema. Come on, Seema, bring it. It's time to awaken people.
I'm going to have spirit speak through me, because I don't Let's have this do that. Knowledge. It's Let's their do that. It's their knowledge of what's happening. What spirit told me back in 2020, they called it fever season. And when you understand, when you have a fever, what happens in the body is that fever that happens is actually a good thing, because it's signifying that all of your white blood cells, those good cells that are coming to fight that infection, are coming up. The fever is indication that that fight is happening. Mm-hmm. Your rest, you're nourishing yourself, you taking the right supplements and all of that allows for the white blood cells to win and for yourself to heal. So a fever isn't actually a bad sign. Maybe a prolonged fever is. Mm-hmm. But when you're in your fever stage, it feels terrible. It doesn't feel good. You feel off. And that's what our earth is in. She's in her fever season. Because you have to remember, earth is a whole identity. It's an energy. How much negativity can she take?
That's right, yeah.
And we have forgotten, our ancestors knew this, we have forgotten, go to the land, touch the land, talk to Mother Earth. Ask her what she wants. Give her gratitude for holding you. Because if she decides, I've had enough, where do we all go? We're done. And people have forgotten to speak to Mother Earth and understand that Earth is an energy. So the toxicity we carry within ourselves emotionally, she's feeling all of that because she's carrying us. So then she gets to a point where she's like, I've had enough. And we all see that in our own personal lives. You take enough of someone's shit, you're like, I've had enough. Cut it out. and you cut that person out of your life. So she is at the place where she's like, either you guys start elevating or I will start shifting so you guys can elevate. And what I feel like is everything that's happening in this fever season, Earth is so smart. She's shifting in ways. She's like, I need to bring up the poisons. I need to bring up the toxins. One thing Spirit told me last week as I was thinking about this, I've shared with you how I had lead poisoning and I went through a whole heavy metal detox. Spirit is like, there's a reason why that happened to your body, because you needed to understand what the detox process looks like. It's not just take supplements or do something and it's gone. Your body feels like death, because every poison that's in your body is being drawn out, and it's not an easy ride. It's bumpy. It's scary. You feel like, what is happening? Why do I feel worse than when I started this? And they were like, now you understand what Earth is doing. Earth is bringing up all of this, let's call it darkness, that has existed here from the very beginning. The purpose of this darkness coming up is to bring up the darkness within all of us. Mm-hmm. And in that is where we could finally say, no, I want to release you. Because as people begin to release this from their own energy,
that's right,
then Earth doesn't have to do as much of the work, because our energies are changing, so she could be at peace.
That's right. Awaken your truest potential. Heal any limitations within and transform your life forever. That's right. In the upcoming weeks, Awaken is going to be coming to New York, London, Miami, and Palm Springs. I'm going to show you how to break your limiting beliefs, attract your dream partner, and show you to get everything you deserve in life. This is my flagship event that has helped thousands of people on their healing journey. And now it's time to begin or continue going deeper into yours. If this resonates with you, head on over to DannyMorrell.com/awaken now to get your tickets today.
It's so interesting you say this, because then we as human beings look at what's happening on Earth and we politicize it.
And we see it as everything is so bad. Everything is so terrible. Look how dark our world is.
Because we live in fear.
Yes, not realizing this is just darkness doing everything it could do to survive, because it knows this is its end.
This is its end. That's right.
Perspective.
Absolutely, it is. Yeah. And, you know, going back to politics, and I want to share this with all of you. It's, you know, the same way that you believe so much in global warming. First off, ask yourself this question, like, where did you learn that? And where did that thought come from? Mm-hmm. Right? If you really look at it, it came from politicians. It came from this need to divide. Mm-hmm. And the very thought of this idea called global warming, it's the very thing that it uses to get you through fear to vote for one side or the other.
All of the topics.
All of it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely all of it.
All of the topics.
And here you are, you're more passionate about it. You yell about it. You protest about it. You fight with each other about it. And what you're actually unknowingly doing is creating more darkness and more energy, which is furthering the, not the global warming, but the Earth and what it's doing to release this energy. And the truth is that the answer is and always will be love. Mm-hmm. And the most loving thing that you can do is to let go of the fight.
Yeah.
Because the fight has been created to keep you away from your heart and mm-hmm. in the fear of your mind.
Yeah. And as long as you're in fear, you cannot tap into your own divinity, to your own power. Because if people tapped in, they would realize, you know what? Even if global warming is happening, even if these things are happening, my energy holding a vision of seeing this Earth healed will create that.
That's absolutely correct.
But so long as you're in a fight, so long as you're in a separation that they've created with everything,
you're contributing.
You're contributing to the problem.
That's right.
And they have basically brainwashed people. And so the more you're in that energy, you're forgetting, hold the image of what you want. That the darkness breaks, it crumbles. The darkness is actually very weak.
Very weak.
It's like a little cockroach you see in your room, you're freaking out. But if you take a deep breath and let go of the fear, the cockroach can't do anything to you. Your fear allows it to do something to you.
Absolutely.
So everything that's going on in our world, fear is using every single last trick it has to get people hooked. Some people are falling for it, but many people are waking up.
That's right. Absolutely.
Many people are like, hold on, because as hard as the darkness works, the light is always brighter.
That's right.
Always.
Absolutely.
So we just need to remember these things. And the more people that remember this, it's actually very easy, because when you hear this message, see how it feels in your body.
If I can say anything, that don't listen from your, well, you can choose to do whatever you want. Right? You can choose to listen from your mind. You can choose to debate. You can choose to get angry. You could choose to remember everything you were told, or tap into your body.
Listen to your body.
Truth.
What feels the best.
That's right.
That's it. That's how you know what's true, by how it feels.
That's right.
We have this very intelligent system within our vessels. The angels, the galactics, they were so smart when they created us. They're like, okay, we're going to send you in there. You're going to forget. But we're going to design your vessels in such a way that through your feelings, you will remember.
When you're ready to, and if you're open to,
if you're
willing to, and if you will allow yourself.
Exactly. And you know all of the truth by how it feels. With every single war going on around this world, there's a lot happening. When you feel into the energy, or when you see what's going on social media, everyone is from their heads. We're right, you're wrong, we're right, you're wrong. If you sit with that energy for all of 5 minutes, you will see how sick it makes you in your body. This is why people say, I'm sick to my stomach. Yes, it's making you sick. And then people think, there's no other option. Well, what else am I going to do? If you sit with the intelligence of your body and say, hey, soul, what is the other option here? You will literally not only start to feel different feelings, you will have different thoughts, different, if you're on Instagram, different Instagram accounts are going to start popping up for you to show you a different image.
That's right.
And then when you hold that image, that is what is created. People are so stuck in the divide that they can't even look at what they want. And then also you have to think about what you want. How does that feel in your body? Does it feel like it's for the greatest and highest good of everyone?
Mm-hmm.
That is how you know that is truth, and you'll feel it in your body.
So you said it. Let's talk about war.
Let's talk about war.
Before you are awakened, or whatever you want to call it, you know, war, death, everything happening right now, there is a part of you, there is a pain body in you that is drawn to the pain in that story, and you begin this process of speaking about it, posting about it, talking about it, arguing about it, fighting about it, defending about it.
Yeah.
And what you don't realize you're doing, whenever there is war and you participate in these activities, you are actually co-creating it.
Yep.
You are feeding it. You are empowering it. So the very thing that you actually don't want, you are now contributing to it.
Yep.
Why? Because love. Let's go. Love, if you really want to heal the planet, if you really want to heal the world, if you really want to heal this war, start to use your God-given ability to manifest. Start to use your God-given ability to envision, and envision the peace. Envision countries coming together.
Yep.
Envision unity.
Yeah.
But for you to ever be able to envision peace and unity outside, you have to have peace and unity within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have so much peace that you have the peace and the groundedness to understand that even though something, yes, is going on, you don't have to feed it with your thoughts. You don't have to feed it with your conversation. You don't have to feed it with your energy.
Feed it something different.
Absolutely.
And the reason why what's happening in the world is happening around the world, Mother Earth is so smart. It's by design to hit everyone around the world. Everyone has a different thing that's happening that's hitting home for them. That is bringing up your inner shadows, your inner darkness. The places that need the most love is coming up. And so some people are choosing the anger and the frustration and going on social media and defending and fighting and all of these things. What happens in war? People are fighting. So if we're sitting back here, we're holding the same energy. All we're doing is energetically, like you said, supporting that war.
That's right.
But what happens if you actually sit and hold this image of peace on earth? Because I promise you, a lot of people hearing this will be like, oh, peace on earth. It's just like a, oh, that would be so nice.
You're right. You're that energy.
But who told you peace on earth isn't real?
That's
right. Who told you that doesn't exist?
Right.
Did we ever stop and think, who told me that? Why am I believing it?
That's right.
What we believe exists. So why am I believing that? Because clearly, if I'm believing that, look what is created through my belief.
And just the mere fact that that negative aspect exists, mm-hmm. you as a human being get the opportunity to look at, well, what if it's real? What if the possibility of peace on earth was real? What if the possibility of heaven on earth was real? Who would I have to be in order to contribute to that happening? That's where the journey begins.
That's it.
Because in order for peace on earth to exist, you have to first have peace within.
And that's where the awakening starts.
That's right. And that's where you get to go down and dirty and you get to go deep. Because where is there unpeace within me? Where am I harboring unforgiveness? Where am I harboring anger? Where am I harboring hatred? Who am I harboring negative feelings and ill will to me? Who am I angry towards? Who may have harmed me? Doesn't mean that what they did was wrong or mm-hmm, right, pardon mm-hmm. me. But who may have harmed me that because of my anger and my pride and my resentment within myself, I will not let go of that?
Yeah.
You're free to do that.
Yep.
But what are you creating with that energy?
Yep. And that's the energy people hold on to, because going through that journey, you've been through it, I've been through it. It's layer after layer after layer after layer. It hurts. It doesn't feel good in the body. It feels like your whole life is crumbling apart. Everything is shaking down. People get so scared. They're like, this cannot be the process. If I want to get to love, why does it feel like this? And that's why people are like, no, no, no. And that's what spirit told me. They're like, this is why you were meant to also go through that detox, because you physically felt that when you go through that process, you get worse before it gets better.
Seema, it's so wild, but it's like, you know, people ask me, well, how do I heal? I'm like, get ready. Get ready, because it's either you live in love or fear.
Yeah.
This is the state of humanity. This is what they showed me, is they showed me these two paradigms, like this field of energy called fear mm-hmm. and this field of energy called love. Mm-hmm. And they showed me very clearly, look, Danny, they showed me like all of these little specks in fear. Mm-hmm. And they said, that's everybody, right? And they said, one by one, they said, your job is to go, boop.
Yep.
Drop them into love.
Yeah.
Boop. Help them remember.
Yep.
Right? And the more and more, this is why my goal, or not my goal, but this is why my stated intention is 3.5 billion. Mm-hmm. Because we know that if we can impact 3.5 billion people, mm-hmm. their energy, the rest of the planet,
And that's the thing.
It's done.
There's a domino effect, because people's energy, you don't even have to talk to someone else. You could walk by them in a grocery store. People don't realize how big and loud energy is. You could walk by them in a grocery store. If their energy is vibrating from that place of healed and aligned and love, you just gave that to the person that you walked by.
That's right.
And now they're walking with that energy. And now they're walking with that vibe. And so that's how the world gets healed. Like every one person I work with, I know that one person is going out there intentionally or unintentionally impacting hundreds.
That's right. That's right. That's how it happens.
That's how it happens. Yeah. I think where people get stuck is the awakening process is messy and they get scared. And this is why I tell everyone, I'm like, this is why you need to have coaches and mentors support you through this.
Yeah.
It is a roller coaster. And trying to go through this roller coaster without podcast mentors, coaches, books that talk about all of these things, you're on the roller coaster holding on to it for dear life. You don't realize there's a seatbelt on there.
Yeah. You brought up something else. You know, you, Jen, and I were talking last night how mm-hmm. there have been people in this chair, mm-hmm. in my home, that walk out of this room mm-hmm. that I'm just going to say are not in the energy of love. Mm-hmm. That literally walk out of this room and do not honor my wife, do not say hello, do not show respect, mm-hmm. you know, and I notice it. And I'm going to say this, I notice it particularly in men. Mm. I really do, you know, and it's bothersome. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because there are so many people out there that, you know, are spiritual advisors or healers or mm-hmm. you cannot imagine how many times I've had somebody on Instagram go off on, you know, with their negative rant, and I click and it says healer. Motherfucker. There's more healing to do.
There is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You cannot imagine how many times, like, this is, no, I did ayahuasca or I did or whatever. And it's like, I don't know if you learned the lesson, right? Yeah. How do you know?
Trust your discernment. Trust. I always tell, like, the clients that find their way to me, I do zero advertising. I just do me. I always tell them, I'm like, you trusted your intuition. Your spirit council called you here. All you have to do is trust. And 10 out of 10 of them will say, yeah, I just felt very called to working with you. Any spiritual leader, coach, anything I've ever worked with, I just felt called. I need to be in their space. Now, there was once that I worked with someone and we signed a 6-month contract of working together. And a few months in, I realized she's a sham. And sometimes on social media, like, you can't tell. But I realized, I'm like, why did my intuition guide me there? Why was this a full body yes when it was ultimately not the right thing? And I realized there's lessons that you learn through these people. I was learning what not to do through seeing what she was doing. It mm-hmm. served the best lessons for me.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up because I've had that experience as well. Mm-hmm. I've had that experience where I've met people and I'm like, oh my God, you are the real deal. Because I, you know, in many ways, that's all I'm really looking for, realness mm-hmm. in friendships, mm-hmm. you know, and that's why I keep my friendships very, very small, mm-hmm. very, very small. And then, you know, like you meet them a little further and you go, oh boy, there's yeah. a lot here.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot here. And so I'm glad that we spoke about this because a lot of people don't realize, like, you really got to be careful who you're listening to.
Yeah.
It's very important.
It just discernment. I think yeah. that's the most important thing. Does this feel right? Does this feel good? Or does this not feel right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of these healers on Instagram, it's not to say that they're not real, they're not authentic. I think their egos, because we're all going through the journey. From the time I started doing my work till now, I'm a different person.
Sure.
And who I was when I first started doing this stuff, I wasn't who I am now. So there could have been people looking at me and be like, she's not the real deal, because we're going through our human journey. We're going through our evolution. And that's the purpose of all of this, is evolving.
Yeah.
And so I think it's also about holding space for those healers, because you don't have to wait to be perfectly healed to start. Many times when you're called to do this work, you heal in the process, you evolve in the process. But I think for people, it's very much trust your intuition, trust what you're feeling. If you're listening to someone's podcast or watching their social media and you're like, this doesn't feel good to me, don't listen to them.
Right.
And you'll watch someone else giving the same message, and that feels really good for you. Even if it's the same exact message, it's because their energy, where they're vibrating from, their intention is different. Yeah. And so you want to pick the one that's in a vibrational match for you. Just trust yourself.
I love that.
Because people are so in their head, they're waiting for the confirmation from someone or something else. Like on social media, they look at how many followers do they have. That will make them right. Some of the shadiest ones have the most followers. Trust your...
Say that one again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that coach that I hired, she had a lot of followers. I assumed she was the real deal because of that. No, she was not.
Absolutely.
But again, I learned so many divine lessons from that. That's why I always tell people, I'm like, trust your intuition. If the outcome isn't what you wanted, don't tell yourself, oh my God, I can't trust my intuition. No, that is exactly the lesson you needed.
Yeah.
So just trust, discern, and trust yourself.
I love that.
Your body will tell you who's right for you and who's not.
I love that. So if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know that I'm a strong believer and advocate for plant medicine and its ability to awaken and heal the mind, body, and soul. It's a belief that is deeply rooted in my own personal experience with both ayahuasca and psilocybin mushrooms. And many of you for years have always asked me, you know, Danny, where do I go? Who can I trust? And there is only one place I would ever recommend or put my name behind, and that is Reunion. Reunion is a place where you could set yourself free from whatever is holding you back from living the life of your dreams. It's a beachfront, beautiful property that is in Costa Rica. And what I love about it is that it's not for profit. And this is the only thing that they focus on is the preservation and the safe utilization of these beautiful, wonderful medicines. And I only feel comfortable putting my name behind it because I am personal friends and have journeyed with some of the members of the facilitating team. Guys, I'm honored to have aligned myself with them to create the Higher Self Scholarship Fund. It's a fund whose purpose is in helping people who don't have the means to experience these medicines and yet have the desire to. And every time one of you books a retreat with Reunion, $100 from every booking is going to go into this fund, and we will be sharing this money with people on a monthly and bi-monthly basis. So help me help others by using the code DANNYREUNION when you go to register to experience your own life transformational journey. To find out more, go to reunionexperience.org and get ready. Let's talk about the body.
That's what the aspect body, of it.
It's you know, when you're living in fear, and mm-hmm. and quite frankly, when you are, you know, watching all of this news and you're feeding into all of, whether it's the war or COVID or politics or whatever, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and record and say this. You can't possibly be in your most optimized state of health.
You can't.
You can't possibly call yourself healthy.
You can't. That fear will not let you be healthy. You can't. One thing I'm noticing now too, there's a lot of people that don't watch the news anymore, but social media with these health pages also spreads a lot of fear. Because yeah. Fear tries to find its way in everything. And it's just realizing anything that you're watching, anything that you're reading that's bringing fear into your body, pause right there. What am I not knowing that's creating fear? What is an untruth in what I'm reading? Because if this was true and to the greatest and highest good, I would feel great. And so when fear comes up, we have to stop and say something about this isn't true. Like, for example, there's a lot of health pages that talk about don't eat this, don't eat that, don't do this, don't do that. But what it does is it creates a lot of fear.
That's right.
Oh my God, I have to only eat organic. Oh my God, I can never do this. Oh my. And so people are out here shopping at farmers markets, only eating organic, filtering their water, doing all these things, which yes, by all means, do it. They're healthier, but they're doing it with so much fear because they are scared if they eat at a restaurant out with seed oils, something bad is going to happen to them. I'm like, your body can't even receive the nutrients from the food you're giving it because you're doing it from a place of fear. And our bodies are so intelligent. As you go through your awakening, especially as you get to your galactic awakening, your DNA literally upgrades. Mm-hmm. Now, don't ask me what happens on the physiological level or the scientific level because I don't know. But I will tell you, your DNA upgrades. And what happens is that your body starts to be able to heal itself in magnificent ways. Your body starts to rapidly shift things. So when you eat something, let's just say this something is processed and not healthy, your body neutralizes that stuff. And when we're in fear, we're not allowing our body to remember that divine intelligence that it has in there. Now, I'm not saying go out and eat junk and smoke and do all those things.
No, I'm just
saying don't use the vibration of fear, because it's something I see in this health consciousness group, there's a lot of fear there too.
I want to say something, Seema. I want to, you know, in my journey, this has been a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm perfectly honest, when I was following that diet that I was following, where I was fasting for 23 hours mm-hmm. and I was vegan at the time and I was drinking supplements all day. Look, I looked great, right? But if I am brutally honest, what attracted me to that diet was the fear of death.
Yeah.
Because that diet was supposedly like the longevity diet,
mm-hmm.
right? It's when I had the most sleepless nights.
Yeah.
It's when my kidneys were hurting the most. It's when Source was telling me, that's a lot of supplements, you know, mm-hmm. isn't it? And it's when I just couldn't listen because I was doing everything from fear.
Yeah.
When I decided to come back to Animal and I felt these feelings of like, oh, but the animal, whatever, I felt the energy of guilt, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like being at a place, and again, just like with anything, I feel like this was part of my journey so that I can live to 120 like I want to, you know? Being that, I guess what I'm trying to say is that when you want the truth, get ready, because we in the 3D world, it is so dense in fear that you do not even realize how fear is living within you. So part of my soul's journey was, you're going to go face everything. Yeah. You're going to go deal with everything.
Yeah.
And now when I cut into a beautiful steak, I told you this, it's all grass fed and mm-hmm. pasture raised, you know, I see it that animal decided to come here to provide nutrients for my body.
Exactly.
And I honor it and I give it thanks. And there's no more guilt. There's no more anything. And now it's wild. I sleep better.
Yeah.
I feel better. All this bullshit about eating steak every day and it's bad for you. I mean, okay, but I'm telling you, my body, mm-hmm. I eat it twice a day sometimes.
Yeah.
And I feel the best I have ever felt in my life. I'm not telling you what to go do. What I am telling you is I'm sitting there watching on Netflix and there's this new show mm-hmm. and it's like the twins.
Yeah.
And like, you know, now we're able to see and, you know, what the plant-based diet, you know, did and how terrible. And I watched it finally. I was like, I'm not watching that shit. It was manipulating. It was literally trying to manipulate you, through fear.
I saw that show. I didn't watch it, but I saw like commercials for it. And as soon as I saw it, something in me was like, mm-mm. So I never even watched it. I just, through people like your other people that have watched it, talk about what it is. And I'm like, yeah, I never even felt called to watching that. I don't need someone else to tell me how to eat for my body.
See, that's the game changer right there, mm-hmm. is that my entire life I was listening to other people mm-hmm. to tell me how to eat for my body.
Yep.
That's the change.
I think a lot of people live their lives waiting for someone to tell them how to do something, how to be them. If you think of it the way we're all raised, be this, be that, this is what a man is, this is what a woman is, this is what your career should be. Everyone is being told who and what to be and then how to eat, how to do this. Everyone has forgotten. Listen to yourself. What do you want to do? Who do you want to be? How do you want to eat? Your wisdom will tell you, and then it will feel so good. When I was at the stage, this was years ago, I thought, because I had a gift, I should be vegan, keep the vessel clean and channel. I would get so sick mm-hmm. when I would go vegan. And my body was yelling at me. I remember one day I had to sit and I would just say out loud, I'm like, veganism is not for me. Because it was 6 years ago or so, where there was this huge pressure of like, you must go vegan. It's almost like you're a bad person if you're not vegan.
Especially if you're spiritual.
Especially, you must not be spiritual. And then that was the big part in me, that was where this like, fuck it in me grew out. I'm like, no, I'm not following these things. My body is literally telling me otherwise. I just tapped into the wisdom I knew I had. And I was like, spirit of animals, tell me what's going on here. That's when they told me, we come here for you guys. Just honor our lives.
Yeah.
Honor our. So that's why then every time I would eat a piece of meat or a piece of chicken, there's this gratitude automatically for it. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
So much.
And that's it. Trust. And look, it, because it goes even bigger than the food. It comes down to all of us. And every single culture that you see, people are born and they're told who a man should be, who a woman should be, how they should live their lives, what they should like, their careers. You're put into this bubble, and if you don't do this, you will not be successful. You will not find love.
You're going to go to hell. You're going to.
Everybody has their own ways. Like I always talk about it. I'm like, I am Persian. I grew up in the Persian world. From the second you're born as a girl, there's this rule book of, this is what a Persian Jewish girl should do. This is how you act. These are the people you hang out with. These are the people you date. These are of the careers that are acceptable for you to have. These are the husbands that you're allowed to marry. Go. And then it becomes like a one size fits all, and nobody's allowed to think for themselves. Disconnect.
That's right.
And so people really need to look at themselves and be like, what do I want to do? And food is one of the things that calls you there. What do I want to eat? What do I want to eat? I was telling Jen, I'm like, look, sometimes even when it comes to eating, something that we think is unhealthy could be very nourishing because of your association to it. Last week, by the end of the week, I was feeling worn down, tired, not sick, but feeling like, okay, my body needs nourishment. And I know when I'm feeling sick, my body likes Cheetos. It makes me better immediately. Don't ask me what it is. Now, am I the type to eat Cheetos every day? No. Do I go and buy the actual Cheetos brand? No, their ingredients are not in alignment to me. I will go buy like a better brand, but they're still, it's all junk food. There's nothing healthy about it. But in that moment, because of it brought up something in my childhood and the joy Cheetos brings to me and just the memories I had with them, and they always have to be the puff ones. Last Friday night, I sat and after dinner, I had my Cheetos. And I ate them with so much love, and I woke up the next day better than ever.
Beautiful. I love that.
Because you see, everything's energy. If I were to eat those and be like, this is the worst thing, this is the donut, your body's going to receive it like poison. But when you eat it with all of that love and that comfort, and it was literally comfort food for me, my body received it as such. I woke up the next day fabulous. So this is why I don't fear. Enough with the fear. It's pointless.
It is. It is. Speaking of energy, let's go into masculine and feminine.
Our favorite topic.
Our favorite topic.
I love it.
Yeah. You know, the last time we were on, by the way, if you guys are enjoying this episode, just look back. I think it was like a year and a half ago. It wasn't live. It was live on a Zoom.
It was a Zoom, yeah.
We were rolling. Like, we were just, you know, warning. I was a different guy back then. You were a different woman back then.
Yes.
So, you know.
This is an elevated version of that conversation. We have grown.
So when I say masculine and feminine energy, what comes up?
Well, for me, masculine and feminine is this energy that exists in our world. And it's not that masculine is for men, feminine is for women. We all carry both. We just carry more of one than the other. Men typically carry more masculine energy and women typically carry more feminine energy. Not always. And it's just about finding that balance within you, what that means, and just really understanding how these energies are yin and yang and how they're meant to support and flow with one another. And then finding the divinity in it. Because I think what has happened with both masculine and feminine energy, so then how it shows up in men and women, people are so disconnected from how divine that energy is. And one is trying to put the other one down and the other is trying to put the other one down. And then you're disconnected and you are not realizing the flow and that connection to your divine masculine or divine feminine and what that creates for you and how that puts you in alignment. A lot of the conversations I have with my clients is as women and as women who really feel very feminine and who also have this passion to work and do something that's very creative and they want to be of service, but they're trying to do it in a very masculine way because they have forgotten the divinity of their feminine and that the feminine energy works very different. The feminine is designed to receive. So you don't have to go out there and hustle and grind and do this to bring in clients, you're working like a man. That doesn't even feel good to your vessel. If you listen to your vessel, it's telling you something different. It tells you exactly how it wants to create what it's doing. And in this new earth that we're going to, a lot of women are going to have really strong careers because just the energy of that divine feminine is like medicine woman. Mm-hmm. The space women hold is medicine. So there's going to be a lot of women called to being very successful, but doing it in the masculine way does not work.
It's so interesting you bring that up. Just yesterday, Jen was like, you know, baby, I just got a deal. I got two deals for $15,000 or, you know, whatever she said. And I go, how do you do that? She literally doesn't lift a finger.
Yep.
It just shows up.
Yep.
It just shows up.
Her and I were actually talking about that this morning. And I told her, I'm like, you know, and I think I told you this too. It was like a month or two ago. I sat and I was like, God, I'm ready. I'm ready to take on more clients. I'm ready for a bigger platform. I'm ready. I like expand me. I'm ready. And then I sat with myself. I'm like, how do you want to do it? Do you want to do it the simple way you see everyone doing it? Hire social media manager, content, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that doesn't feel good to me. That feels so out of alignment to me. I literally sat with myself. I'm like, how do we want it? I said, you know what? Someone has a platform ready. Just invite me into that. And I kid you not, 2 days later,
I called.
You sent me that voice note and you're like, Seema, I want you to come and blah, blah, blah. And we're going to do all this stuff together. And I'm like, yes, I don't need to go out and do the legwork and create that platform. You did. I did the inner work. I've done all of my work. And now when you presented me this opportunity, I received.
That's right.
I'm like, yes, I'm here. I receive.
If you guys just get that, your life will change forever. Because I also want to speak to the men, is that within the men, you have that power as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why, you know, so many men have been convinced that they have to also go out and grind and work hard and do it that way. Yeah. And I teach the opposite. I like to think of it as like the way of the world and the way of fear is minimal revenue with maximum effort. Mm-hmm. With minimal joy and peace.
And that's life.
That's life. Yeah. And that's just the way life is. And the way I live and what I teach and what I believe is the birthright of every human being out there is maximum revenue with minimal effort and maximum peace and joy.
Mm-hmm.
And even in saying those words or even in listening to those words, you get to have a journey.
Mm-hmm.
You get to have a journey about why one of them seems so far-fetched.
Mm-hmm.
How come? What's the story? Who's stopping you?
Why is that not possible?
Who told you that wasn't possible?
The same people who told you peace on earth isn't possible.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And the same people that told you that you have to choose one political party from the other.
Yes.
The same people that told you that you have to take a shot or you're going to die. We won't even go into that one. The same.
Just stupid, it's just, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. It's all fear, guys.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Basically.
Wake up, right? Where was I going with that? Oh.
Men calling
well,
in.
Well, men, because, you know, listen, and this is, you know, there's a reason why when people join our Inner Circle program, like I can proudly say this, our energy changes lives.
Yeah.
You being here, aligning with us, you're going to make 100 times the money with very little effort, and you're simply going to do it all from being in your gifting. You go back to real estate. You go back to Southern California real estate. Right now, I'm no longer there. But I started to awaken, I started to realize, oh my God, like so many people that are now that have offices that are, it's like, it was our energy.
Yeah.
Our energy helped them to see what was possible.
Yeah. This is the new work smarter, not harder.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. Like, because people are like out there trying to like, I want to do this. I want to do this. I'm like, okay, we'll use real estate as an example. You feel called to being a real estate agent. It's in alignment for some people. That's what they're meant to do. I'm like, but instead of saying, how am I going to do this? I need to do this. Sit with yourself and say, what homes want me? What homes want to be sold by my energy? What is my intention? What am I giving? When you create that blueprint and create it from your soul, let it feel right.
That's right.
When you create it from that space, it shows up. Because everything that you want already wants you.
You just have to remember how powerful you are.
You have to align to that energetic field. That's it. It's just vibrating at another field. We have so many strings of vibration happening. You just have to align to that one. And if you don't know what it is, sit with yourself.
Yeah.
Sit, ask yourself what you want, and you will feel the answer.
And have the courage.
And then have the courage.
Have the courage to stand for your dream life and your dream life only. Because when you have that courage, you will only attract your dream clients.
Yep.
You will only attract dream possibilities.
Yeah.
You will only attract dream money. The reason why you don't attract any of it is because you're living in fear life. You're living in struggle. You think that life is meant to be a struggle, and therefore you attract what? More struggle.
You're living in realistic.
That's right.
That's the term people use. That's not realistic. That's not realistic. And I'm like, whatever you believe is realistic is realistic. And let me tell you, when you want to go for your big dreams, it will be challenging. It will take a lot of courage. But because that's a part of the initiation. When I decided I wanted to stop being a dental hygienist, that did not feel good for me. And I have a gift and I want to work with this gift. My whole family community, what do you mean? Why is Seema doing this? Seema, you're never going to find love. You're never going to be successful. You're doing something that's so backwards. Everything was like, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. It took courage to stand for the vision that I saw for myself. My body was sick. I didn't feel good because as I'm going through these upgrades, the body is taking a hit. It took courage. It took consistency. It took holding that vision and being like, that is my only option. So if I'm feeling like this now, this is a part of the path. And you know what? Every single step of it has been a part of the path.
I love it. I love it.
And it does. It takes courage, but you have courage. You have it. It takes faith. You have faith. It's just going to bring you situations where you practice your faith. And everything that you don't know will come to you. The right people, the right books, the right podcasts, everything that you need will find you at the right time. Stop stressing. Create that blueprint.
That's right.
What do you want? What is your dream life? Don't tell me it's not realistic. How come so-and-so has it and you can't? Why is it realistic for them and not you? Maybe it's your subconscious beliefs. Not even a maybe. It is your subconscious
That's
beliefs.
That's right, it is.
That's the only, the distance from here to there is all of the beliefs you've held on within you.
And you know what, Seema, and I know you know this, but that is why I created Awaken.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted to get people into a space for 3 days to help them reconnect and remember who it is that they truly are.
And that it's possible.
That's right.
What they want is possible. And then you live by example.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm being called to do something.
Hmm.
I've never done this before.
Hmm.
I'm going to say cut. And this is the end of part one.
Oh.
Because there's so much more that I want to talk about. There's a lot. We haven't even got into the aliens. We haven't got into, like, we haven't even really talked masculine and feminine in relationship. We haven't talked reincarnation. There's a lot more.
Okay.
So I'm going to say this is the end of part one. And if you enjoyed this, come back next week for part number two. By the way, if they want to find you on Instagram, where do they find you?
Seema Shamash.
Seema Shamash on Instagram.
That's it. Find me on Instagram. DM me if you want to work with me.
I love that. You ready for part two?
Yes.
Let's start it now.
Let's go.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of The Higher Self. If you heard something in this week's episode that caused you to think maybe, just maybe, there was a higher potential for your life. Maybe there was a potential to earn and receive financial freedom, to attract the relationship of your dreams, or to improve your health. That's what we specialize in. We help wonderful human beings like yourself to unravel all of the limiting thoughts, feelings, and emotions that you've been living through so that you can finally tap into your life's truest potential. If you'd like to talk more about that, we invite you to join us on Instagram or Facebook and email us the word discover more. And when my team sees that, they will reach out to you, send you the details of how we could help you on your pathway to a life of abundance, fulfillment, and creating the absolute life of your dreams. Message us right now the words discover more now on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll see you soon.